Love music. Live sport. With Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.
I've been looking forward to this all day because I'm now joined in the studio. We're going to talk motorsport, by the way, but I'm joined in the studio by Christine Palmer, who is a 12-year-old motocross driver. Now, I was telling you about this earlier on in the show. She's won the British Championships. She often competes at the highest level in races, which is the only girl, which I think is completely irrelevant to Christina. But as I said, delighted to say she joins me with her dad, Stephen, in the studio now. Thank you, you two, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there, I think I better put your mic up and nobody will hear you. Is that a good idea? Listen, it's been great. We've been trying to... I don't know how we managed to stop talking there before the end of pink. It's so exciting to have you in, Christina, and it's lovely to meet you and you, Stephen.
Thank you for inviting us.
How do we start? You know, how do we start? How, first of all, Christina, did you get involved in motocross?
I had a quad when I was 2, and when I started racing when I was 5 years old.
Right.
And that was just local stuff at... to start off with, but I asked my dad if I could do more races, and we progressed to start, now we're doing British level championships, so it's progressed from, you know, me on a little quad to me now doing
right.
British level events.
Just incredible. And you're 12, so
yeah.
that's been that 10 years.
Yeah.
I've just got this vision now of a 2-year-old on a quad. Stephen, how did that come about?
Yeah, I still remember that. It was quite obvious, even from an early age, that Christina was maybe wanting to race. I had to put a rope on the back of that quad so that I could keep a hold of her, because
yeah.
she would twist the throttle too hard on it. So, yeah.
Honestly, even at that age... Now, Christina, tell us a wee bit what motocross is, just mm-hmm. for those that don't know exactly.
Motocross is, I'm not sure how you would explain it. It's motocross is, it's a short, about 2-minute lap, a 2-minute track.
Right.
With jumps and with some tight corners, some longer corners. And it's a very fun thing to watch. It's very... sort of gets you very excited.
And obviously to take part in.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say the
yeah.
least. So, Stephen, did you see, you know, you're saying what she was like at that age. Did you see the potential for the ability that she was going to show?
Yeah, it was quite clear from an early age that she was wanting to race. She just has a lot of determination, and then the skill factor started coming in with a lot of tuition. A lot from myself, but then other people came on board, professional people came on board to start teaching her as well. She seems to take things in very fast, and
yeah.
with that determination and a bit of skill, the two things are.
And Christina, were you involved? Your dad's saying, you know, with people mm-hmm. coming in to assist you, they obviously recognise the ability.
Yeah.
Were you doing other things, you know, and I don't mean this to say as a girl, but I mean, were you involved in any other things, you know, that were more maybe female orientated
well,
before you get into motocross?
I actually used to do ballet. I did
right.
that for 6 years, but I absolutely hated it.
Did you?
So, yeah, I really didn't enjoy that. So I stopped doing that and decided that I wanted to focus on riding
right.
and put that first.
Well, it's quite a stretch, is it not, from ballet
yeah,
to riding? Yeah, and did you make that concerted decision then? Was that a discussion you had with your
no,
dad?
I just knew that I wanted to ride. I didn't want to end up doing ballet or anything like that.
And how did you feel at that age as a young girl and knowing that you obviously were showing mm-hmm. this ability and the talent that you had for this? Can you remember thinking back to that and realising that not only did you love doing it, but that mm-hmm. you were very good at it?
Well, I didn't know that I was really good at it because I mainly just did it because as a hobby. It's
right.
something that I just did at the weekend. But when I started racing, I realised that it's what I want to do in the future and it's what I want to end up doing as a career.
Right. So no regrets at giving up the ballet?
Absolutely not.
No. And how did you feel, Stephen, as dad, you know, when she decided that this is what she was focusing on?
I could see that coming, to be honest with you. Mum and myself just needed to let her make that decision herself. So we didn't say anything about it until she decided herself that, you know, I just want to do motocross.
Yeah.
And race, so yeah, it was easy.
And get into it seriously.
Yeah.
So I take it you spend lots of time practising,
yeah.
Christina, mm-hmm. what are your times and how do you mix that with school?
Well, my school's very supportive of me and they'll let me take the odd Wednesday off to go practising. And then I'm racing, either practising every weekend or I'm racing every weekend, so we're going up and down the country racing. And we just try to get as much practice in as possible because, you know, you have to practice to be able to
definitely.
Up, you know, to be a good rider.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got that ethic, yeah. you know, that you've known that from a young age, that that's mm-hmm. that that's what you needed to do, you know, to even enhance yeah. the talent that you've got naturally. And you were saying about other people getting involved, Stephen, you know, professionals and people coming in and when they recognise yeah, that. Who was that?
One of the things that I've learned from, you know, being involved in the sport for maybe 25 years and I rest a little bit myself, is that Dad can teach, you know, the daughter or your son, mm-hmm. but there comes a point that you need a professional involved, because as much we have a great understanding together and a great relationship, Dad and son or daughter sometimes need somebody else to be brought in there. So a professional rider came on board who just spotted Christina, who races himself, a professional rider called Carlton Husband, and he now teaches Christina as much time as he can, which is really kind of him. He himself is looking to be a British champion, so you know he finds the time. So it's great you've got Excellent. People involved in the sport who want to spend time with kids.
Absolutely, and you know we're going to speak to you lots more, Christina, mm-hmm. about all the involvement and the things that you've got coming up and the things that you've won. Because didn't you win the British Championship?
Yeah, I did. I won that this year, but it was a bit of a. It was very hard for me last year because I went for there was two rounds. At the first round, I did very well at, but before the second round, it was a couple of weeks before, I had an accident and I broke both of my wrists. That's so right. I didn't get to do the second round, which meant that I lost the whole championship. So it made me very determined for me to want to win it this year.
Yes.
So I was very, very pleased when I won it.
And was that accident, you know, while you were racing?
Yeah, it was.
Right. But you obviously recovered well from that. Yeah. Listen, we'll talk to you a lot more about that shortly. We'll be back with Christine and Stephen Palmer right after this.
Love music. Live sport. With Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.
Def Leppard, rock till you drop. I think you enjoyed that, Christina.
Yeah,
that's
it was good.
That's your kind of music, isn't it? I've still got in the studio here Christine Palmer, our dad Steve, talking about all things motocross, talking about you breaking your wrist there, mm-hmm. which was obviously a big setback. And I think you get a wee bit of a fright in the respect that it yeah. didn't look as if, you know, you would be able to continue with what you mm-hmm. hope will be your career.
Yeah. When it happened, I knew that I definitely wanted to get back on a bike, but I think during the injury, it was hard because, you know, having to go to races and just watch was very, like, it was a hard impact on me because wanting to be out there and to be racing.
Yeah.
But it was very difficult after the injury to try and get my confidence back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I wanted to do it, but something in me just sort of said no. But you just had to push through that.
And you got through it, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, speaking as a dad, you said there, you know how difficult that was for you. But you know what's happened since. You know, it was all looked like a big setback. You know, it's just set her on her way, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the injury at the time. You know, the visit to the hospital and realising that she had broken both her wrists and one was really badly broken. Yeah, Mum and I decided that that's the end of it. But she wouldn't hear of it. In fact, that caused more upset than the injury itself. So it took a long time to recover, and we had to be patient, you know, sometimes pushing a little bit, but then we realised that there was no amount of pushing was going to do anything. We needed to let her, you know, come back to speed just in their own time, and that's happened since. That's probably happened over the last few months. So,
yeah.
But it was a 6-month process.
An incredible story, Christina, because then, of course, you competed in arena cross.
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's arena cross is indoor motocross, I suppose, but it's a lot shorter. It's a tiny little track, and it's very, very competitive. But that was a great experience.
I can imagine. Now, your dad was talking there about, you know, the support, obviously, that mm-hmm. you get from your family, which is great, because we spoke to some other members of your family, didn't we, before we came on here? Great to hear from your aunt. So, you know, all of that support that's round about you, you also need the external support, don't you, in the shape of mm-hmm. sponsors. And your dad was talking there, while we were listening to the music, about the fact that, you know, the family has to put a lot into it, both financially and time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's coming together, isn't it? Because you've been so successful, as far as sponsors are concerned.
Yeah, it all ties in together, you know. It's not about what they can do for you as a company. It's about what you can do to promote their company and to promote their product.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, something that you can do on social media now. So that's great.
That's a great way of doing it. And who are you getting support from?
Yeah, we've got a local company called Up Next Studios, and they are a TV production company.
Right.
And we've been doing a documentary with them. So that's been really good. And then we've got Drysdale Motorcycles in Perth. Michelin, which obviously have tyres, and Rock Oil, which make rock oil. Well, oil.
Yeah, which all goes to show, Stephen, doesn't it, that, you know, companies like this getting involved with her, it shows the potential she's got and where she's going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we're really proud, you know, to have companies like this, you know, behind Christina. It's a lot of hard work, but they work together very well. You know, and Christina's quite active on social media and always doing little videos with her with her niece Eve. It's really quite funny. But you know, it's all active, and yeah, we're very, very grateful. And without it, it would be really difficult.
Oh, definitely. We're actually streaming this live. Of course, we'll need to put up some of the photographs that you were showing me there of you actually riding. It's quite incredible. So, Christina, where are you going? You know, I don't want to go on too much about the fact that you're a girl, and you know, and it's in this kind of male dominated, I would say, but the success that you've had has nothing to do with that, has it, with gender?
I think that, you know, girls can do whatever they want and boys can do whatever they want. There's not really a specific sport or a specific thing that is just for girls or just for boys.
Yeah, great message. Christina, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to have you in the studio, and you too, Dad. You know, I'm not ignoring you, Stephen.
Thank you.
But it's just, it's great to have her here, and what a presence, and I can see that you're going to be very successful in your career, because I can see you've got that determination, and you speak so well. It's lovely to speak to you. Now, you requested a song, didn't you,
when
you came in? Tell us why this song and what it is.
This song is called She Sells Sanctuary by The Cult, and my dad used to play this.
Right.
So I've heard it ever since I was, like, a little child. So it's sort of just stayed in me, and I love the song. It's very catchy.
Well, here it is for Christine Palmer and her dad, Steve. And again, thank you so much for coming in. Here's The Cult.
Rock Sport Radio, Scotland's only mix of rock and sport.